As he dressed for dinner that night, his telephone rang, and Miss Myrick's voice sounded over the wire.
Harrowby remembers you very pleasantly. Won't you join us at dinner?
Are you sure? An outsider? He began.
Nonsense. Mr. Martin Wall is to be there.
Ah. Well, thank you. I'll be delighted, Minot replied. In the lobby, Harrowby seized his hand.
My dear chap, you're looking fit. Great to see you again. By the way, do you know Martin Wall?
Yes, Mr. Wall and I met just before the splash. Minot smiled. He shook hands with Wall, unaccountably genial and beaming. The Hudson, Mr. Wall, is a bit chilly in February.
My dear fellow, said Wall, can you ever forgive me? 1,000 apologies. It was all a mistake. A horrible mistake.
I felt like a rotter when I heard about it, Harrowby put in. Martin mistook you for someone else. You must forgive us both.
Freely, said Minot. And I want to apologize for my suspicions of you, Lord Harrowby.
Well, thanks, old chap.
I never doubted you would come after I saw Miss Myrick.
She is a ripper, isn't she?
Said Harrowby enthusiastically. Martin Wall shot a quick, almost hostile glance at Minot.
You've noticed that yourself, haven't you?
He said in Minot's ear. At which point, the Myrick family arrived and they all went in to dinner. That function could hardly be described as hilarious. Aunt Mary fluttered and gasped in her triumph, and spoke often of her horror of the new. The recent admission of automobiles to the sacred precincts of Bar Harbor seemed to be the great and disturbing fact in life for her. Spencer Myrick said little. His thoughts were far away. The rush and scramble of a business office, the click of typewriters, the excitement of the dollar chase, these things had been his life. Deprived of them, like many another exile in the South, he moved in a dim world of unrealities and wished that he were home. Minot, too, had little to say. On Martin Wall fell the burden of entertainment, and he bore it as one trained for the work.